This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Tampa, Florida man who participated in the January 6th Capitol riots will spend 8 months in prison after he was sentenced for a felony charge stemming from the incident. Prosecutors had sought an 18-month sentence for 38-year-old Paul Allard Hodgkins. Hodgkins, a supporter of former President Donald Trump, made his way into the Senate chamber on January 6th as President Joe Biden's election win was being certified. He was never accused of assault or property damage, but pleaded guilty last month to obstructing an official proceeding. His lawyer characterized his participation as, quote, the story of a man who for just 1 hour on one day lost his bearings, who made a fateful decision to follow the crowd. Prosecutors said that instead of turning around once inside the Capitol, Hodgkins, quote, pressed forward. They characterized his actions as a grave danger to our democracy. More than 500 people were charged with various crimes related to the attack, with 165 accused of assaulting or impeding police officers, this according to the Justice Department. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, says Belarus has detained its correspondent, Oles Deshinsky, as President Alexander Lukashenko continues to crack down on independent media. Deshinsky's relatives told RFERL that police detained him on July 16th after his apartment in Minsk was searched. His detainment came the same day as police and security forces raided the offices and homes of several independent journalists across Belarus, including RFERL's offices in Minsk. The raids resulted in the detention of several people, including two other RFERL correspondents. The media accreditation for all three journalists was annulled in October.